Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report. We start off the week with a bang with the amazing and brilliant Josh Bernstein. I always say, Josh, if you were a poker player, you'd walk away with the chips because you're an optimistic pessimist or realist that faces the music even if the music is bad, like a funeral march. And I sort of agree with Rush Limbaugh, the stuff on Drudge, the link, that if they lose, don't put Kavanaugh through and just kind of ram him through and get him approved, because he's the most qualified candidate to be a constitutional Supreme Court justice, probably in 50 years at least. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, they're going to lose the midterms. I tend to agree with you. I'm usually an optimist, but I'm starting to become what we call realistic. I think we're going to lose the House. And if we do, the next 2 years are going to be absolutely pain and suffering for the idiots in the Democratic Party and the independents that vote against Trump, against having a job, against having ISIS, against other things. But again, they're not going to get it approved because Trump's is going to veto the bills. So they're going to do everything, including trying to impeach Trump, but they can't impeach him without the Senate. And I think the Senate's still going to be Republican. So my guess is this is going to be 2 years of extreme pain. If you want to watch the news, you're going to have to take an intellectual anesthetic, or you're going to get vomiting intellectually when you see what the kind of crap is going to go on. If you think it was bad now, if they lose Kavanaugh and lose the midterms, it's going to get mind-bogglingly evil, isn't it?
It is, and here's the thing, and that's even if the president survives, if we actually lose the House.
If he survives, you mean?
Yeah, but here's the thing. As I've said on your show and on others, I think there's three formulas here. There's an extremely, extremely slow red drip, or there's going to be a blue drip, or there's going to be a blue trickle, or there's going to be a blue wave. That's right. What I see happening here, unfortunately. I know the mode and the temperament of the electorate. I know the manipulation and the lies of the left-wing media and how they have been able to take those lies and information and instill it into the brains of all the independents in America and people that voted for Trump in the blue states and things like that. So I put all that together. I take statistics, I take precedent, and then I take historical analysis that the party in power typically does lose seats. I put that all together, and I formulate the opinion that we are going to lose the House. Now, here's the question. It's going to be by how much? Now, I know people are listening to this going, well, geez, why are these two giving up already? Why are they acting so defeatist? We're not. We're just looking at the fact that there's been an investigation, this witch hunt that's been going on for 2 years, that has been instilled into the minds and brains of every single voter in America. All they hear is negativity. They're not hearing about the great economy. They're not hearing about the tax cuts. They're not hearing about all of that. Now they're being distracted with another witch hunt for the Supreme Court. I put it all together. I process that the American people are not bright enough to see through the rhetoric. Therefore, unfortunately, because of that, by default, if you will, we're more than likely going to lose the House. Now, as I've said before on your show and others, the House is not as important as the Senate. You can always gain back the House 2 years later, but you can't gain back the Senate. So if it looks as though the House is slipping away, which it certainly does if you believe any of the polling, then I would reinforce the Senate. I would put all of our power, all of our resources, all of our money, everything into the Senate to not only fortify the Senate, but to make sure that we win 5 or 6 more seats. Because when they do the impeachment, which understand they've already done 45 or 50 articles of impeachment when they weren't in power. So imagine what they're going to do while they're in power. You've got Jerry Nadler. He's a far-left radical wacko. He's going to be starting. You're going to have, more than likely, Nancy Pelosi with the gavel. She's going to call a vote on it. They're going to vote within the first 60 days of impeachment if they win the House, and then it'll go to the Senate. And at that point, if we don't win the Senate, you know, then they're going to, you know, they're going to probably rule to convict him. Now, remember this, folks. There's only been 2 impeachments in history, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, and neither one of them have ever been removed from office. I do not see President Trump being the first time a president is removed from office, number one. Number two, they're going to waste, as you said earlier, all of their time and energy not governing the country and just doing investigations after investigations. The American people will be upset with that. We'll come back in 2020 and wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, I agree. I think either way, the Democrats are going to blow it because they're not going to have an agenda to make the American public safer, happier, and wealthier, and taken care of in terms of health. And they're going to blow it because they aren't really concerned about the public. They're concerned about power only. And the public are going to see through this. And when they start all these investigations because they can't remove Trump, Trump is going to block everything they tried to do. And eventually in 2020, it's going to be a giant red wave. It'll be a tsunami because you'll see independents, after a lot of pain, and even Democrats turn over and say, look, if we don't have Trump, the nation's finished. Because, for example, the Democrats want to start even seizing guns. I can tell you that people think, well, they can't secede. Texas every year has to actually vote in June to actually to continue to be part of the union. It's just Texas leaves. Just Texas. Nobody else. We're not even saying, okay, Louisiana, whatever. But I think it'll be multiple states, about 6 to 10 states will leave the union. If that happens, it's the end of America. It's done. And people, this is what the globalists want. They don't want the United States. In fact, it was a Russian academic scholar who published about 6 years ago. He expected America in the next, and this is back 10 years ago, that in America in the next 10 to 20 years would break up into 4 to 6 sub-republics. And what was he happening with the deep state trying to break us up? Remember, the globalists don't want a nation like America that's the doorstop to the New World Order. They don't want an independent, powerful America that's the only superpower able to block the globalism.
Right.
And so the idea is they have to destroy America. They don't care how many millions of Americans die or they cause a future thermonuclear war with Russia, which we should be negotiating with so we can stabilize things, or stabilize things with China. No, no. They want conflict. So they actually want things to happen bad. They want economic chaos. They want geoclimatic disasters. They want taxes to drive industry out of business, like Elizabeth Warren. These people are nuts. And they're actually suicidally nuts. If you actually were to clinically diagnose them, you say these people need to be in a lockdown ward with no daytime, in a posy jacket, in a padded room. That's how crazy they are and satanically energized to actually destroy our nation and destroy millions of Americans, to destroy the world economy, to make it so unstable that they want to shove us, the remaining people, into big super cities with crime rampant everywhere with no even self-defensive weapons like guns or other scalar weapons we could have in the future. So the future, according to the Democrats, is death, destruction, starvation, and destitution. That's all they offer, isn't it?
Well, I will say this. As far as what you said about breaking up America and leaving and secession and all that, unfortunately, it can't be done, at least not now, because we have the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which says that we're all one nation. However, we get Kavanaugh on the court, we get another great justice like maybe William Pryor or someone like that, and now all of a sudden the balance is definitely in our favor. If Texas or a big state like that is tired of being told what to do by the federal government and they decide to lead the charge, look, let's not forget that Rick Perry did a 35-40 minute press conference in 2012 after Obama's reelection, and he talked about secession then. And that was Rick Perry. And obviously he wasn't really serious about it, but he did talk about it. Somebody asked the question in the audience. I remember watching it. So, right. Look, it's something that's been brewing in the background for quite some time, pretty much since 2008 when Obama, 2009, when he took office.
Right.
So I think it's something that obviously you need a constitutional amendment to even be able to do it. We're light years away from doing that. I think at this point we've got to just band together, defeat globalism, defeat communism, defeat socialism, defeat progressivism. And look, maybe America needs a little bit of pain, unfortunately, for the next couple of years.
I think you're right. I think the public is so dumbed down and suicidal. They need pain in order to wake up, don't they?
Yeah, just to wake up and realize that the way Trump has things going right now is the way that it should continue.
I call it an insurgency because I'm a surgeon. The towel clip test, if an anesthetic is not strong enough to cut the patient, you pinch them with a towel clip. Yeah, and if you don't punch, if the patient doesn't punch you in the face, you can cut and get down to their bones or muscles, whatever you have to operate on. Guess what? The public, I think, needs a towel clip test. Because they aren't getting it. When I see this spread where the Democrats seem to be ahead in the polls, the people need pain before they wake up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Another comment about this one, Blasey Ford, is she just wants to delay to Thursday. In fact, Tucker Carlson, which is a very brilliant guy, made an important comment that if they delay it till Thursday, it's very likely that the delays will actually put off the nomination of Kavanaugh completely just by itself, delaying to Thursday. You know, she's supposedly driving across the country, but according to Rush Limbaugh, and I'm quoting him here, he says, you've demonstrated that, this is talking about Grassley, right, that you're open-minded, you're demonstrated that you're going to hear from her. You're never going to hear from her. She's never going to show up. She's not telling a story that can be verified. Senator Grassley, she's not going to show up. If you guys don't conduct this vote in defiance of all this, and if Avenatti gets one foot in one door to a Senate committee to start telling his story, then you can kind of kiss goodbye Republican chances in the midterms in November. Because people are going to logically say, what good does it do? In other words, you got the best qualified candidate as a conservative Supreme Court justice with a brilliant mind who even the senators couldn't kind of stumble up. And he can't get in? That means literally if an angel from the Most High God came down here that was talking to Moses, you couldn't get him nominated to become the Supreme Court justice. This is freaking ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? This is just the tip of the iceberg. In the future, it's going to get worse than this. They're going to say that whoever the person was murdered 9 people last week, but there's no record of it, so there you go. You know, look, it's so ridiculous at this point that I actually, you know, this is a crazy thing to say. You know, they talk about fake news, and they talk about the fake news media, and they always blame that on conservatives. They blame it on Republicans. They say that we're fake news when we know that it's just the opposite. Well, maybe we ought to start living up to the moniker. Maybe we ought to start giving it right back to the left. Maybe we ought to start saying things out there and accusations against Blasey Ford and all the different things that she's done. Maybe we ought to start making up rumors that she's been in a hotel room with 9 guys and you know, cocaine and heroin and all this other crazy stuff. Maybe we ought to start doing
I got a solution for you. Set up a GoFundMe to get people to say, we're going to pay you to corroborative evidence that the woman was a lascivious sexual predator and an alcohol and drug addict, and we want you to come forward. We'll pay you. We'll pay you to actually give your testimony and have it video recorded. We're going to pay you. And if we had a GoFundMe to set up, you can imagine how many people come forward and say, yeah, give me my $200 or $500 or $1,000, and I'm going to tell you the truth. And then they have to have evidence that corroborates. It has to be like video evidence or time evidence or place evidence or other things that can show that, hey, this was not just my say-so so I can get the money. It has to be something that can be corroborated. If you can corroborate it, damn it, give them the box.
But wait a minute. They can't corroborate it either. So, I mean, why not say that Dianne Feinstein was caught with little boys from the Philippines and cocaine in a hotel room? Whether it happened or not, it doesn't matter. It's an accusation. So going by the judgment of the Democrats, well, then it has to be true, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous. We need to start not only sitting and standing up against these people, but we need to start fighting back with fire with fire. I would do the same thing. I would do the allegations against them and then put the benefit of proof on their side. Now you go ahead and try to prove it.
Let me get this out.
Bottom line is this. In politics, unfortunately, it's not the accusation that is the problem. And it's not that the accusation is truthful or incorrect. It's having the other side, having the other political person have to deny the fact that it's not true. That is in where the story lies. Republicans need to get dirty, they need to get smart, and they need to start attacking back with fake stories planted on the people that are against this judge. And I'll say it loud and clear, and I hope Right-Wing Watch hears it too.
Well, one of the things, I'll use a little bit of a parody and a joke on this. That I saw Hirono and some of these women that come forward, their senators, saying, you know, like Hirono said from Hawaii, man, you need to shut up. And they believe her. Like, this Hirono has never even got the full letter. She hasn't met this lady or asked her. She's not cross-examined by an attorney or any evidence. And here's the thing. Okay, if women have a gene, like I saw this Democratic attorney who's been on the show a number of times on Fox saying defense of Donald Trump and impeachment, his book. The fact is, if women have a gene to tell the truth and men always lie, how about little boys have a gene that has double genes? So if the little boys are abused by, say, Feinstein, we got to believe the little Filipino boys over her.
Exactly. Amen to that. What about Kirsten Gillibrand? Let's say that she got pulled over for a DUI and they found crack cocaine in the car and heroin in her trunk. And she's an international drug dealer, drug smuggler. I mean, let's plant the story. Why not, right? Look what they're doing to this poor judge. I mean, they are destroying this.
Well, by the way,
impeccable integrity of any judge in this century, the most impeccable resume of any judge ever nominated to the Supreme Court, certainly in this century. He's already passed rigorous background checks in order to be on the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court. He's had to pass them before that. He's worked in the White House. He has a squeaky, clean image. None of this stuff has ever come up ever in any of the other positions that he's been in. And now all of a sudden, he's Jeffrey Dahmer. I am sick of this crap.
Well, the fact is, for the Democrats to become holier than thou with no evidence at all indicates they don't believe in jurisprudence or the rule of law, and they actually don't believe in the basis for the U.S. Constitution, do they?
No, of course not. They're basically saying that this guy is guilty without a presumption of innocence. Trey Gowdy said it perfect a couple of days ago. He said, the last I checked as a federal prosecutor in Spartanburg, South Carolina, when we were busting people, we gave them the presumption of innocence until we had to prove the case. In other words, it was the state, it was South Carolina, whatever, it was the federal prosecutors, those are the ones that had to create the guiltiness as far as being able to prove it. Now they're saying that all of a sudden, just because there's an allegation from 40 years ago or whatever, that all of a sudden he has to be guilty? Is this North Korea? What the hell is going on? Why is this freak show allowed to be continued? And I agree with Huck. If we don't get him on the court, forget it. And you know what? You've got Jeff the Flake and Bob Corker Those are the two that are leaving the Senate, thankfully. And who knows, maybe they'll give a middle finger to America and the president and vote against him. I don't know.
Well, they're going to be sorry for doing it.
Well, of course they would, but they don't care. They're leaving Congress to a cush lobbyist job, I'm sure. Garbage in, garbage out.
Well, you know, the swamp monsters aren't going to leave pleasantly, are they?
No. No, they're going to be drowned in their own swamp. They're going to have their heads held under the water and drowned because they're not going to be removed, okay? You're not going to grab them and put a thing around their snapping mouths like you do with an alligator and lift them out of the swamp to get rid of them. You're going to have to either bomb the swamp and blow it up or drown these swamp creatures in their own swamp water.
Well, the latest I've heard is that apparently some past presidents, including Bill Clinton, are tied directly to a lot of this stuff, too, and Hillary Clinton. There's a lot more connections we want to hear, do there? And you can see Comey and McCabe and everybody protecting in every possible way, which is why the investigation is still going on, the Russiagate, I call it the Muellergate, to make sure that the deep state, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, the Hilda Beast, I call her, are still operational and not wearing orange. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I like this. I'm going to use this in a video. Not drain the swamp, drown the swamp in their own swamp water.
An option. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Josh, besides being realistic about this, let's be realistic about the weather. We don't have the Carolinas. We've got tremendous rains in the southern United States and Texas and Louisiana. A major flood still existing in the Carolinas. There is estimating the cost will be probably the biggest cost of any disaster striking America at $44 billion already, and it's not over. I don't think America realizes that the global climatic things that are occurring are not due to people, is due to other things going on with the planet that they want to blame people. And the policies of the Democrats, like Elizabeth Warren's bill that she wants to put forward, would literally kill anything related to energy production, anything related to manufacturing. In fact, Barack Obama told just back in, I think, 2015, 2016, he was visiting the African nations, and he told them, you can't industrialize for 30 generations or the world will turn into Venus. When people need to realize how nuts the Democrats are, they're telling people you have to literally starve to death and be decimated and can't industrialize or the world will die from overheating. And it's, you know, it's just insane the policies they have, isn't it?
It truly is, and we ought to charge, we ought to make a stupid tax and all to pay for all of these storms and, you know, hurricanes and all these earthquakes and everything. Anytime something happens like that, because these people believe in global warming, we ought to just charge them only. If you're a registered Democrat, you're charged a certain amount of money to pay for disaster relief. That's what we ought to do.
You have to be a registered Democrat or an independent that supports them.
Yeah, something like that, exactly. I mean, we're in stupid town at this point, and that's why, you know, I'm making comments like that, because, again, they're not even dealing in reality anymore. I mean, how do you have a situation where you have an impeccable judge with the greatest integrity possible for the Supreme Court who's going to follow and adhere to the U.S. Constitution, and you want to call this guy a serial rapist, you want to call him all these horrific things. Meanwhile, he passed every single background check, and let's not forget that many of the people that are going to be voting against him, no, for the Supreme Court, voted for him for the appeals court. So right. It just goes to show you their disingenuousness, their dishonesty, and the fact that they truly are playing politics to the point that, honestly, they're trying to destroy this man, the hunger of their left-wing radical base. They don't care. They're not concerned with his wife. They're not concerned with his children. I mean, you know, they're just going to destroy this man any way they can. And I hope that after he is confirmed, that this Judge Kavanaugh goes after these people with lawsuits. I hope he sues them for every single thing they have. I want to see them living in a cardboard box when he's done.
Well, I'm going to make a little bit of a turn here. You're Jewish and I'm a Hebrew believer. I don't like to use the term Christian because I'm a believer in modern, if you want to call it, belief systems, okay, which is basically an extension of ancient Hebrew. But if you look back at ancient Canaanites and Jebusites and Hivites, they all sacrificed children to their gods, or, you know, Queen of Heaven or whatever the heck it was. The issue of abortion is sacred to these Democrats. I fully agree with women wanting to control their pregnancy. You can put a valve in. There was a doctor in San Antonio before. It was taken over by Health One Columbia back about 35 years ago that invented a valve you can put through the belly button. You never get pregnant unless you turn the valve back on. I have no problem with that. I don't agree with drugs because you get 16 hydroxyestrone adducts from horse manure urine that actually causes cancer. We've known that for 40 years. But abortion is called murder. And I know firsthand what abortion is. It's just murder. Now, the fact is people don't realize that if you continue to do abortions, eventually if the state got control of reproduction, they would outlaw wild reproduction. And you'd only get to be able to reproduce if you had a license to do so. Remember now, the science director under Obama recommended this, that we actually put something in the water to make sure everybody's sterile, and we'll give you the antidote if you actually are permitted by the state to reproduce. That's an actual statement made by this moron. Now, people have to understand here, these women that are supporting abortion are supporting the end with things like cyber brothels and so on. They're supporting the end of the female sex altogether. Because the United Nations and these globalists want one sex and 40 genders. They don't want a male and female sex anymore. And they don't want reproduction by humans. Their eventual goal, and people that want to support abortion don't realize, they want eventually, for example, Planned Parenthood right now, I should call it Planned Unparenthood, in 20 years from now, might be the primary place where you actually have a baby because they genetically engineer them and grow them in labs. And it'll be against the law to actually have an intrauterine pregnancy. People say, oh no, that won't happen. Do they think that the female sex is necessary to reproduce? Today, as of this year, you can take a punch biopsy of a man's arm and create a male and female sexual ova and sperm and create either a genetic a copy of yourself or a hybrid between you and your sex partner, even if they're male, or multiple people, like 30 or 40 people. You can assemble their genes with a Cas9 protocol and other genetic engineering. It's not necessary to have a male and female sex anymore. It's not. It becomes, and these women don't understand that eventually they will actually wipe out the necessity to even have intrauterine pregnancies or even females. They don't get it, do they?
Well, I will say this, referring to the brothels, you are correct. In Europe and in other areas, I think they're even doing it now in Las Vegas. I'd have to double check on that. But they're actually doing these cyber brothels in which men go in and the women are not real. They're fake, you know, dolls or whatever you want to call them. And they're taking over the prostitution ring, the prostitution shop.
It also trains men to become rapists, too. If you're raping a machine and so you're not considered rape, what is going to happen if you're out in the public and you're drinking, you're under the influence of drugs and you don't know the difference, or you have a psychological problem so you can't tell the difference between reality and your cyber state? People don't understand that the ends of the human race here. We're talking about the end of the human race as we know it. It's, and the Democrats are actually pushing for it, aren't they?
Well, I think they've always been in a situation where they believe in, you know, eliminating, you know, unwanted lives. I mean, obviously Planned Parenthood.
Well, but it's more than that, though. It's not just population control. It's a matter they have a sacrament. I'm talking about this religiously. They have a sacrament just like the ancient god Ashtoreth. The ancients, their spring harvest, where they would actually have lascivious sex 9 months earlier on a full moon. Then they actually would sacrifice the baby or sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven when they'd take babies like gingerbread men. This thing of gingerbread men in Europe, by the way, actually descended from the ancient Canaanites and Jebusites, where they take them and put on the arms of the giant owl and their hot coals and burn to ashes, whether it's a live baby or these proxies, because they didn't get pregnant. People don't understand that it's the same damn stuff going on now. It's a sacrament. The Democrats, I call the demon rats, or the dumb and crappies is another term for them, they actually have a sacrament called abortion. You know, that's why they're selling baby body parts. That's why they're doing this.
Well, it's, I think it's amazing when you think about it. They are fighting so hard. They're even willing to come up with fake rape charges just to make sure that they don't put a judge on the Supreme Court that might take away their ability to murder babies. Really think about that for a second. Think about how far to the left they are. They're literally fighting and trying to make this guy become this, you know, Boston Strangler rapist just for the ability to continue on the court with the ability to continue to murder me.
It's not just a crass, we call physical destruction or the death of an unborn child. Which is, you know, 78% of women who have actually signed for an abortion in Oklahoma are required by law to see an ultrasound first, and 78% who have signed for an abortion don't proceed with it. That's in Oklahoma. 93% of abortionists, 93% of abortionists that do first trimester abortions every day refuse and are against late trimester abortions, which Hillary Clinton and the global maniacs like Gillibrand and others support. In other words, these politicians are so far gone that they're even beyond the abortionists to do regular first trimester abortions every day. That's how bad it is.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's just insane. I mean,
it's a sacrament. Let's call it what it is, okay? People don't want to see the spiritual side of this, but it is a sacrament. I don't mind the idea of women controlling their pregnancy. By all means, put a valve in and stop it. It'll also stop pelvic inflammatory disease. So the one quarter of our young couples now are sterile because they've had chlamydia or they've had other infections, destroying the tube of ovarian connections. Guess what? One quarter of our young people nowadays are functionally sterile without, you know, things to amplify their pregnancies or even creating embryos in a dish. That's the facts, okay? It's a sacrament. And these maniacs, I call the demon rats or the dumb and crappies, they don't want a Supreme Court justice that'll take away their sacrament.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And I think, Josh, you've got something important to say about Rosenstein. This is one of the main culprits in this scheme to not only attack Trump, but to depose him and use the 25th Amendment. I don't think it was a joke that he was saying this at all. I think this is unveiling the fact that he marched Mueller in to be appointed by Trump, and Trump turned him down. And the next day he appoints him as the head of this council, which is based on a false counterintelligence document that they schemed up to actually destabilize and destroy the presidency. And they haven't succeeded in getting one scintillion of evidence to indicate there was any collusion or cooperation with Russia. In fact, if you look at the list of things America and Trump has done to Russia since he's been anointed as president, it's mind-boggling. He's not a friend of Mr. Putin by any means. He wants to work something out, But he's putting on more and more thumbscrews on Russia. It's crazy to call that he was somehow colluding with Russia, isn't it?
The whole thing is just bizarre. And now we find out that Rosenstein wanted to wear a wire. He says it was a joke. Give me a break. We know for a fact it wasn't a joke. We can use Kirsten Gillibrand and Dianne Feinstein's logic, right? Oh, we know it's got to be true because, again, it's a rumor. So, obviously, in this case, we have a lot more circumstantial evidence backing up our claims, not like they have anything at all.
Well, not only that, I agree
that it was true. And, yes, he should have been fired months ago, if not even a year ago. It's ridiculous that he was allowed to stay this long. I hope he resigns with his tail between his legs. And I hope he ends up in prison with Bubba.
Right. Well, what I think is amazing to me is you say lots of circumstantial evidence is there's a pattern here, just like there's no pattern with Kavanaugh. He's got 65-plus women who have actually wrote the statements that this guy treats women with the utter respect, whether they're attorney colleagues of his or women he's dated. There's absolutely no pattern here. If you see a rapist or a person who acts like this, 70% chance of recidivism. I saw Judge Pirro talk about this on the weekend. She worked in this area for decades, since the 70s. And if you see a serial women abuser, they don't just do it once or twice. This is their pattern. This is what they do. And when you say 70%, that's probably a low number. It's probably 99%. So there's no evidence whatsoever that he continued this pattern for years. He has a stable family. What kind of abuse is this to his little women daughters for these other women thinking it's perfectly fine to destroy their father's reputation? And even if he gets appointed, I saw some of these senators saying that even if he gets appointed as the Supreme Court Justice, if they take back the House, say, now or in 2020, they're going to proceed with lawsuits and jail time for this guy, despite from these rumors, even after he becomes a Supreme Court Justice. That's insanity. These senators need actually...
They won't go through.
Well, to be honest with you, this should be a new type of action. I call this a coup. People have to understand this is a coup against the president, and there needs to be prosecutions, doesn't there?
I totally agree. I agree with you. There's obviously been a coup, and it's not a soft coup. It's a hard coup, and it's out in the public now. All the evidence points to it. All the evidence shows to it. Rod Rosenstein is a criminal. Comey's a criminal. Mueller's a criminal. Page, Stroke, they're all criminals. McCabe, they're all criminals.
Right.
And they all need to be arrested, and they need to be tried, and if convicted, they need to be hung. And I'd like to see it done at the Super Bowl at halftime, to be quite honest. I would. Because these people, what they have tried to do to this country and usurp the power of a duly elected president, they deserve the harshest penalty given to them by law. And I'm proud to say it. And I hope Right Wing Watch hears it. I hope they do articles on it. I hope I get hate mail on it. Send the hate mail to the Josh Bernstein Show at gmail.com. I don't care. I know that I'm in the right. And I know that the facts and the evidence is all on the side of President Trump. And the fact is that these people did this to him, and he's had to endure this for almost 2 years. No president in American history has ever had to deal with a ridiculous amount of opposition to his agenda as this president has. He is the Teflon Don, and God bless him, keep him safe, keep him healthy, and continue to do what he's supposed to do. And I'll tell you this. Out of all the people that ran for president, every single one of them would have folded by now. They would have quit. They would have resigned. They would have done whatever they could. They would have probably put a bullet in their own head because they would not have been able to deal with what President Trump has been able to deal with. And that goes to show you the measure of this man.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. In fact, it shows you that the measure of Donald Trump is, again, remember, he's battle-hardened by working in the hardest commercial real estate market in the world, New York City, and others around the world. And so, to him, this is standard operational procedure. And the politics is nothing new to him. This, basically, he knows how ugly the game is, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. There's no question about it. And, again, it's the fact that he's a New York real estate billionaire. He's a tough guy. He's the most incredible, you know, counterpuncher I've ever seen in political history, and he just knows how to roll with the punches. He's really good at, you know, of fighting back, and most people don't fight back to the degree that he's been able to and still keep moving forward and not worrying about all the destruction and the distractions and everything else. I mean, here's a man that sleeps 4 hours a day and has been able to accomplish all that he's been able to accomplish. He's not taking a salary. He was a billionaire. He didn't do this for the stature of it. He did this for the love of his country. And I don't understand how anyone cannot see that. Clearly, if you are paying attention and you are seeing the facts and the logic behind those facts, you can clearly see that he is a man of the people. He did this for the love of this country, his country, and he didn't have to do it for any other reason. And I'll be quite honest, if he doesn't run in 2020, I won't hold it against him after what he's been through.
But you know what? I found something else that I think he'll be very pleased with. I don't think this man is an egomaniac at all. I think he's talented. I think the man is just, he's a blue-collar billionaire, like his son says. I think he actually doesn't have a giant, colossal ego like Obama. He basically says, look, I want to hear it from as many viewpoints, and then I'll make a good decision because he's intelligent. But he's not an egomaniac. And people, oh, no, Trump, he pushes back. Of course he does. If you punch him, he punches back like a professional prize fighter. But he's not an egomaniac. I don't see that at all in the man. I think this man, in many ways, is extremely humble. Don't you?
Well, I think in some respects. I mean, look, he's bold, he's brash.
Yeah, but that, but humility in the sense, he's not asking for people to love him.
He backs it up.
Right.
It's not all talk, it's action.
Right.
You know, Barack Obama was all talk with a teleprompter and no action. Liberals are all talk with no action. That's why liberals flock to academia. That's why liberals flock to Hollywood. That's why liberals flock to Congress and government, because they don't have to do anything. It's all talk and no action.
I saw this with the speech between the debate between Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. It was mind-boggling. Listen, Ted Cruz wiped his carcass around the floor in that debate. It
was
mind-boggling. That was a beatdown of intellectual proportions that shows Ted Cruz is definitely presidential material himself, doesn't it?
It does. And look, you know, he didn't win because the American people wanted something a little bit different because he was already a senator and everything else.
Right.
But when everything was going down and before Trump won, I said there was three people, and you can listen to any show from 2-3 years ago and you'll hear the same thing. I said that I was for Donald Trump, I was for Ted Cruz, or I was for Bobby Jindal. Those were my top three out of the 16 or 18 running. And look, Ted Cruz, you know, I didn't like what he did at the convention where he said, vote your conscience. I didn't appreciate that. But he's been an excellent senator. He has voted with Trump 90% plus of the time. And he absolutely knows what he's doing. He's an excellent debater. And I think that Beto needs to have a new nickname, and it's called Beatdown O'Rourke. Beat down in that. It was an absolute horror show. And I suspect that the polling is going to shift between 4 and 8 points in Ted Cruz's favor within the next 72 hours or less.
Yeah, and Ted did it, honestly. I support him, and I support his candidacy financially, too, because I really think that if we don't get more senators and more Congress people to support Trump, this nation is doomed. And I'm just hoping the public's not going to have to suffer enough pain under these, I call the demon crappies or demon rats, that they have to have 2 years of pain before they finally make their minds up. I'm hoping the public's smart enough that independents mainly and some Democrats will actually switch and say, you know what, we don't want more pain. We don't want more talk. We want action, right?
Right.
I don't know. I think they should vote today. I don't think they should wait till Thursday.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if they decided to just say, you know what, we're not going to wait, we're going to vote tomorrow? It'd be great.
That's ridiculous. It's like, and then they come up with this where Amir is the second woman with this crazy thing about her being in a drunken stupor, and her story is like, excuse me, no police reports, no corroborating evidence, nothing. You've got to be kidding. You know, as an emergency doctor, I can tell you, this is crap, it smells like crap, looks like crap, it's still crap. Right?
Let's talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.